Takagi, the purpose of the study is to evaluate the large area soil contamination due to the strontium 90 released from the TEPCO Fukushima nuclear power plant. To precisely understand the status of scattered strontium 90 after the accident, the measurement of the soil samples collected both before and after the day of the accidents from the same sampling location is necessary. Though there were numerous reports on the post-accident soil contamination data, very few reports have investigated the background contamination data before the accident. To address the lack of the past baseline information, this study focused on the stored topsoil samples, which were collected from the same sampling locations in the Fukushima Prefecture before and after the accident, which are analyzed for obtaining the strontium 90 concentration. This revealed the accurate disposition condition of strontium 90 before and after the accident. The results of our investigation showed strontium 90 concentrations in the soil ranged from 0.2 to 20.4 becquerel per kilogram in the samples collected before the accident. However, results were 1.37 to 80.8 becquerel per kilo in the samples collected after the accident from the same locations. Further, the soil samples collected from 30 out of 56 locations displayed significant differences in terms of concentration before and after the accident. In addition, the relation between strontium 90 concentration and the soil properties of the samples, namely organic content, pH, water content, and the composition, were investigated. It was also found the organic content, water content, and sandiness had the effect to change strontium concentration. Based upon this finding, the depth characteristics were also investigated. These results indicate this tendency would be observed in the future as well. Since the land and the ocean are connected, we believe that our terrestrial data can contribute to the analysis of the ocean data as well.